Parshas Bahar begins with the mitzvah of Shemitah and Yovel. In fact, the pasuk regarding Yovel, Ukrasam Dror Ba'aretz Achol Yoshveh, that's the famous verse. Besides being in the Bible, it's famous, but it's on the Liberty Bell. When the Jews of Pennsylvania, they commissioned the people in Europe to put the psukim from Parshas Bahar regarding the Yovel, the Jubilee year. So they sent it over by boat, by ship. I believe it cracked on the ship, and that's why it's cracked today. And that's the pasuk that they have in the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. So there's a mitzvah of Shemitah, and then there was a mitzvah of Yovel. So the Torah tells us in Pasuk Chaf Aleph Yisivisi, Esprachasi Lachem Bashana Hashishish V'Asas Atzul Shosh Yomim. I will direct my blessing to you in the sixth year, and the land will provide enough crop for 3 years. We have a bracha, we have a havtacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even though we're not going to be working the land, that God's going to take care of us. There was an interesting comment from Tosis in Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav Amed Beis, that he writes that, and that's the way Tosis assumes, this is Rov Rishonim. It's a Kesev Mishnah saying Pshat and the Rambam that Shemitah is Daraisa today. There are others who hold that it's only Midas Chasidus today. We assume the Pasha Shemitah is Durabanan. So Tosis asks, why, if we have Shemitah Durabanan, then why don't we have Yovel Durabanan? So we assume today that there's no Yovel at all. That it says B'chol Yoshveh Yini Bias Kuchem. The pasuk says, regarding, like we just read by the Liberty Bell, V'krosem Dror Ba'aretz U'chol Yoshveha. So we learn halacha Bias Kuchem. There is no halacha of Yovo. So why not make a din Durabanan? Just like there's no Shemitah Daraisa, we make a din of Shemitah Durabanan. Why don't we say there's a Yovel Durabanan? So Tosis answers, because what's going to happen, you can have Shemitah and then Yovel 2 years in a row, you won't be able to do Avodas HaKarka, and therefore it's too much Gzeira She'ein Hatziba Yochol Lamod. Well, it's too much to put on the community, the Jewish people, and therefore there's only Shemitah Durabanan, but there is no Yovel at all. 2 years in a row would be too much. That's what Tosfos writes. So the Sma is Medayik from Tosfos in Choshen Mishpat. What do you mean? We just read the Pasuk. We just read Pasuk of Aleph. V'sivisi es b'rachasi. What do you mean? There's a bracha when you keep Shemitah. So why doesn't the bracha v'sivisi es b'rachasi apply to Shemitah Durabanan? It's mashma that there is no, that when the Torah, when Shemitah's Daraisa, everything's working, it seems to be there's a bracha. But by when Shemitah's Durabanan, why is it Xerah Sheinat Tziba Yochol Lam? Apparently, the Sma says we see from Tosfos that there is no bracha Bizman Azeh when Shemitah's Durabanan. And the Chazon Ish disagrees and says, what are you talking about? The bracha applies to Shemitah Durabanan, just as it does to Shemitah Daraisa. He says, but it's no stira, that even though we have a haftacha, you still have to make hishtadlus. You can't say, well, I have a haftacha, therefore I don't have to make hishtadlus. You know, Yaakov Avinu, I'm running from Esav. He was still worried. So you still have to do your hishtadlus, even though there's a haftacha. And also the Chazon Ish points out, doesn't mean also the bracha in general is on the klal, it's on the Jewish people, it's not on the individual, so therefore, it's not a stira. You could have the bracha of v'siyas perchasi and still say it's a gzera she'en atziba yako lama, but you still have to do the hard work and the haftach, you still have to have the haftacha and the munah bitachon. So it seems to be a chazon machlokas Chaz and Ish and Tzma within Pshat and Tosfos, whether there is Vesivisias Brachasi applies to Shemitah Drabanan. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So there's a famous Pshat from Rav Chaim, others, Rav Chanan says of Hashem Rav Chaim, on what it means mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. There's a mitzvah to listen to the words of the chachamim. So in general, how do we view a mitzvah drabanan? Is it called drabanan ke'ein daraisa tikkun? We know. Is it like an extension of the din daraisa? It's patterned after the daraisa and takes on the qualities of daraisa. It's an extension of the din daraisa. Well, they say no. It's a separate mitzvah, mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. In fact, it's a Yerushalmi that I think is Rabbi Shua ben Levi opinion on all mitzvahs drabanan. We make a mitzvahs drabanan on the Tiglas Lulav near Hanukkah, so we seem to attach it. But there's a shita in the Yerushalmi that on every mitzvah drabanan, it's independent. You do you make a bracha on mitzvahs zakenim, whether you're shaking Lulav drabanan or whether you're doing near Hanukkah. I think Rabbi Chanan in the beginning. When he just has the whole shtick on mitzvah shmoa divrei chachamim, he wants to point out to machlokas. It seems to be a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether according to the Rambam it takes on a din prati, or according to the Ramban perhaps it stays in koli. So therefore, that seems to be the machlokas here by shmita drabanan. What do you say? The din. Everyone agrees by the din daraisa visivasi es berkasi. Does it extend to shmita drabanan? The Sma seems to think it doesn't. He seems to learn that it's the din drabanan. It's like the Ramban. It's like a din koli, and therefore you have to keep shmita drabanan, but it doesn't come with the same characteristics of shmita daraisa. And the Chazan says no. Seems to be it's a din prati like the Rambam that there is avtacha, but you never raise it. It doesn't guarantee anything. And what's the pshat? Why do we say, why is there a Shemitah Darabanan? By Yovel is not. So that's probably perhaps based on the Meshach Chokma. The Meshach Chokma says the fundamental difference between Shemitah and Yovel. Shemitah is compared to Kedusha Shabbos. It's inherent Kedusha that happens no matter what we do. And Yovel is V'kidashta Mishnah Sachamishim. It depends on us. So Shabbos, Kiva V'kaima. It happens with or without the 6 days, the 7th day, it's going to become Shabbos, we like it or not. But in Bayantiv, as the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that if there was no Klai Yisrael, if the Basin wasn't Mekadosh Tishana, there wouldn't be any Yom Tov, and Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. So perhaps that's the pshat, that Midrabanan, so Shemitah, it happens anyway. So therefore, Midrabanan, we still have it, but Yovel can't exist without without a Kiddush based and without Klai Yisrael being Mekadosh it. So therefore that's why perhaps Shemitah we have the Rabbanan, but Yovel we don't even have at all.